As Jockey and Jenny one evening were walking, a-viewing their sheep and pleasantly talking, Jockey told Jenny how dearly he loved her, but little he thought how much it would move her. She showed most clearly, both late and early, Jockey's the man whom she loved most dearly. Little thought Jockey that he was so happy, but Jenny, she loved him, and that I'll relate to ye. Jockey told Jenny that she was his jewel, and begged and entreated her not to be cruel. Jenny, she told him she feared his new passion had little of love, but more of the fashion. If I believe ye, and you deceive me, nothing but death I'm sure can reprieve me. Therefore excuse me if I do refuse ye, but if you do love me, you will not abuse me. Jockey protested and swore by his maker, for better or worse he resolved for to take her. For rich or for poor, still thou art the creature, in sickness or health, then try my good nature. Thou art the fairest, I am the rarest, she of the world that I love the dearest. Then do not deny me, but sit thee down by me, for if you prove coy, then you will destroy me. For oxen and sheep, quoth Jockey, I've plenty, and Jenny, she wished where he'd won, he had 20. Corn and old hay, and choice of good bedding, a warm country house, and all fit for a wedding. Then let's not tarry, but go and marry, and of my wealth the keys thou shalt carry. Nothing is wanting, then never be scanting of what is our own, nor spend it in ranting. Jenny, she told him she had little treasure, but all that was hers should be at his pleasure. Though I am but young, quoth she, I am wary, and all my life long have been bred in a dairy. And if Jockey love me, he shall approve me to be a mate in all that behooves me. No one shall never more show her endeavor to make Jockey love her forever and ever. So they shook hands and struck up a bargain, and Jockey took Jenny without e'er a farthing. Jockey was pleased, and so was his Jenny, to buy her a ring. He gave her a guinea, and bid her wear it, and never spare it, for he had gold enough for to bear it. Jockey was kissing, and Jenny was wishing, the joys of their hearts was beyond all expressing. The next holy day this couple must marry, but neither was pleased so long for to tarry. Many a kiss and such pretty doing betwixt them did pass, but no more of wooing. Jenny was willing to be a billing, but nothing else for 40 good shilling. When they were married, as matters were carried, poor Jockey was first that owned he was wearied.